Let's Face the Issues, 5 p.m. Monday through Friday by Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University of Jacksonville, Florida. Dr. Youngblood, a biblical scholar and conservative theologian, deals with a variety of social, political, and moral issues, yet all biblical issues from a central biblicist's point of view. This call-in question and answer broadcast will provide you, the listener, with answers to questions that others have avoided. Remember, God's Word, the Bible, gives us the answers to life's questions and issues. Some of the issues we will address, allowing you, the listener, to call in and ask and respond to, are as follows. The dangers of Islam in America and around the world. What about abortion? The sin of homosexuality. Jacksonville and other cities facing the debate over open bathroom laws. Is Jesus really God? Could Jesus sin? The Second Amendment and the Christian. What about the coming Antichrist? Will America face war with Russia? How does Israel fit into prophecy? What is the real mark of the beast, 666? And multitudes of issues and topics. You're invited to tune in every day, Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. to listen to Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Dr. Youngblood as we face the issues. It is a radio call-in program. You have the opportunity to call in, give your comments, put in your 2 cents worth, if you will, or ask questions. It can be biblical questions, theological questions. It can be questions about ethics and values and society and what's happening in our government. Otherwise, some call political questions. We're delighted to have the privilege to look at everything through the lens of the Scripture from a biblical worldview. The Scripture says, with Jesus speaking in John 17:17, thy word is truth. The Bible does not contain the truth. It is the truth. And the Scripture also reminds us that if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8:31-32. It's my delight each day, Monday through Friday at 5 o'clock, to face the issues with you. So if you have questions, comments, interaction that you would like to have by way of telephone on the air, call us at 904-401-1413, 904-401-1413. And each day this week, we'll be offering a free book. The book that we're going to highlight this week is one that I had the privilege of publishing back in 2011. Is it time for revolution? Is it time for revolution? There will be a revolution. Will it be the battlefield or the ballot box is the subtitle. It is an exegetical work of 2 Chronicles chapter 10. After the death of Solomon, the divided kingdom and the battle between Jeroboam and Rehoboam and what they decided to do to the people. And as a result of that, the people rebelled. They had a revolt. They had a revolution. And as I use it in pun, they slew the IRS agent. Now, I'm not advocating that. Please understand that. And then they chased the king out of town. It is a wonderful study on what has taken place in America and our independence and where we are today and what is taking place that is a throwback to where we were in the days that we were repressed by the King of England and under English as an English subject. And we broke away in independence. That's the reason it's so exciting to me. You may differ, and that's fine. It's exciting to me to see what the UK has done. They have taken back their independence. And I am convinced, based on the Word of God and where we're going eschatologically, that is with future events and the last days in which we're living in, I really believe that we as Americans need to take our country back. We must once again become independent, independent of those that want to tell us what to eat, where we can go, where we can pray, who can pray, trying to force Islamic control on America, those that want to tell us how much sugar can be in a soft drink. Are we going to tax it 1.5 cents per ounce, as in some of the northeastern cities? And with the leadership that we're finding today across America, we need to understand what the Bible says. In fact, in Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20 and following, the Scripture says, woe to them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. That is what we find taking place in our governmental system today. Those that have the philosophy and the feeling that we know better what's, know best what is better for you, and we're going to enforce it by way of the burdensome legislation that is being passed. May I suggest that one of the greatest things that can happen to America is for someone to take the leadership role. And now I must tell you, I was not a first advocate of Donald Trump. But as the game has played out, and as we have seen the 17 candidates shuffle down to one on the Republican side, and I'm not ashamed to tell anybody, I'm a voting Republican. I don't say that they're all right, but I am a conservative. I am a physical conservative, a theological conservative, a biblical conservative, and there's nothing that is moderate or liberate in my body or in my life from the standpoint of where I stand. So therefore, I take the position that we must make America great again, using the slogan that is just about worn out but very factual. You realize that on both sides of the aisle, those that are embedded in Washington, those that have been elected and elected and reelected and reelected, been in Washington in the House of Representatives or in the Senate, both together we call our Congress, that have been reelected over and over again, that they went in as paupers and some now are worth hundreds of millions of dollars. You must ask, what have they done for that? Where are we today as Americans? Are we better? Are we more repressed? Do we have more laws that we're under as a result of it? May I suggest that they, on both sides of the aisle, they are petrified, frightened to death, that they will no longer be the embedded bureaucrats and leaders that simply are carrying us down the primrose path of socialism and of secularism and communism that's destroying our republic. We have a great need. That's the reason I was excited when I saw the UK, what's called the Brexit or the Brexit exit, where they made a determination that we're going to have a referendum and we're going to vote. There were a lot of naysayers that said it wouldn't happen. There's an impossibility. A lot of naysayers even today that say, well, we're going to have a crushed economy in America. Well, out of the stock market that was up to about 18,000, the real value is someplace in the realm of 7,500 to 9,000. And I say, let the air out of the balloon. Bring it down to a level that is correct in its, if you please, the weight and balance of the value in the stock market. Sure, we'll see some changes, moderately so, but may I suggest that it's all in the long run beneficial for America and beneficial in particular at this juncture for the UK. They did an astounding job, and I say that we need to recognize there's that need in America today. Getting back to the book, is it time for revolution? Some Christians and some Christian bookstores get a little uptight with that title. When you understand what America was faced with, and though when we broke away from Great Britain and we made the determination that we're going to have a revolution, we're going to form a nation that'll be free of the repression of the government at that time. We're seeing today, if I can just take a moment and mirror for us what we're seeing today, that's very similar to what we're seeing as we made the decision to break away years and years and years ago from that oppressive government. We're seeing a corrosion of our freedom every day. We're seeing a war against Christians unlike anything we could have ever envisioned for America. We're seeing a disdain for all of human life, murdering the baby in the womb. And now through Obamacare, once it goes into full-fledged operation, if you're 75 years old and older, you'll find diminished care and diminished concern for our welfare and for our life. We're seeing a depth of immorality and perversion beyond any possible description. We're seeing an arrogance toward our citizens that I've never dreamed, would have never dreamed possible. We're watching as there's a complete disregard for truth on every level of government. We're watching as an absolute silence of the voices of the moral majority in America are silenced and not heard. We're seeing a slide towards socialism unlike anything we could have imagined in recent years. If you want to call in and ask questions or comments, join in this discussion and dialogue. Wonderful you do so. 904-401-1413. The first three callers will get a free book today. The book is entitled, Is It Time for Evolution? I'm reading from pages 10 and 11 in my book, Is It Time for Evolution? We're seeing the Marxist and socialist and Islamic tyrannical disregard for our Constitution and our freedoms, as well as our free capitalistic system of government. We're seeing a fundamental change. By the way, Obama used that in 2007 and 2008. He has determined that he's going to fundamentally change America. And that term, if you look it up by Google or any other source, you'll find that term fundamental change, or just the word change, is a Marxist term. But we're watching a fundamental change in American system of government today. We're seeing a usurping of authority by one that came to power, elevated to the White House, that has no official birth certificate, no open academic records. You can't read anything from any university or college that he attended and look at his academics, whether he was a straight A or an F student or anything of that nature. There's no open, transparent look at anything about his Islamic roots and his Islamic leanings and anything about his background. We're watching a control of all three branches of government directly from the White House. We are watching as Obama has nationalized our health care system. We're watching as he has nationalized our financial system and Wall Street. He's taken control of our banking system. He has full control and total complicity of the liberal news media. And I could go on and on and on. Suffice it to say, those are some of the same things that we were repressed by that caused our forefathers, our founding fathers, to say it's time that we pull out from that repressive government and form our own nation. Independence is what we have. And independence is what we once had. And independence is what the UK has sought. And they have broken away from the European Union. And I personally feel that there are going to be a number of other nations, smaller and larger, that will break away from the European Union. And by the way, and I'll not try to go into depth with this, but it is coming straight from the Scripture, where we see the revived Roman Empire. And according to my Bible, in the book of Daniel 7 and 8, the book of Daniel chapter 11, the book of Revelation chapter 6 through 18, you see the forming of the old revived Roman Empire. And my Bible says there'll be 10 nations. Today we have 28 nations, or today we have 27 after the UK pulled out of the EU. That's the European Union, which makes up the old Roman Empire. And I believe we're going to see a dwindling of that, so that there is a changing of the guard, if you will. And I feel that it's going to boil down to an enlargement of some, but the diminishing of some, so there'll be an ultimately 10 nations, which will be the revived Roman Empire that will be in charge, in rule, when the Antichrist steps on the scene and literally rules and reigns over all of the world, and it will be Satan Superman that takes full charge and control. There's great news that I want to share with you in between our looking at and talking about the different issues. First Conservative Baptist Church is looking for between 6 and 10 interns for the summer. Summer interns. There'll be a small stipend that will be taken care of, and also a full scholarship for Bible college. And some of the things that will be required will be transcription, some technologies work, pulpit training, computer keyboarding, records keeping, evangelism, Sunday school teaching, building and grounds work. We will provide the basic stipend for the individual. It can be someone that's in the older teens, someone in the younger 20s or beyond, but want to serve the Lord in a summer internship position and also take advantage of free Bible college. We're talking about tuition covered for the Bible college. We're talking about a 100% scholarship for the Bible college training in exchange for some internship that could lead into some bivocational or part-time leadership role in the church. If you're interested in that, you can call the church office at 904-262-7777. We invite your call, by the way, for your comments, your questions, your involvement in what we're discussing today, 904-401-1413. We keep murdering our babies in the womb, by the way, And the Supreme Court just ruled, and perhaps you've read the article on that, the unwelcome news, but nevertheless, it's a fact. Supreme Court has overturned Texas pro-life law that required, placed a lot of restrictions on abortion for pro-life. And I am pro-life. God's pro-life. If you're saved, there's no other choice but to be pro-life. It's an impossibility to be a Christian and say, well, I believe that a woman has the right over her own body. She can murder her baby in the womb. That's straight out of the pits of hell. There's not anything in the scripture, my dear friend, if you're saved, not anything in the scripture can give you a foundation to lean on and say, my stand is godly. My stand is biblical. We're murdering our next generation as a result of about 55 million abortions, murders, since Roe versus Wade. We're now finding a desperate condition in our Social Security system because not enough have been paying in, and it's because we've murdered those future workers that would have been paying into it. We're finding it is an impossibility to think that God's not going to judge our nation as a result of what we're doing to our unborn. The scripture says in Psalms 119:139, wonderful text, by the way, where the text says that I praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lower parts of the earth. May I remind us, then verse 16 says, thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which is continuance, were fashioned when as yet there was none of them. It is a strange thing that we have so many today that's following in the footsteps of what they're saying. Well, the law says that it's legal to perform murder by way of abortion, so it must be all right. I'm here to announce to you. I'm here to say to you. I'm here to plead with you and challenge you. It is unholy, ungodly, unbiblical, and the Bible calls it murder. In fact, the scripture is very, very clear of what God will do to those that will murder our unborn and destroy our youth and our children as is being destroyed today. Destroyed mentally, intellectually, emotionally, socially, morally. And that brings me to the subject of what is happening with the open bathroom edict that was handed down by Barack Hussein Obama. And our dear superintendent of schools, Dr. Vitti. And may I simply take a moment and say, I have a solution for Duval County in the open bathroom, open locker and shower where males can walk in, perverts and pedophiles and transsexuals and transvestites, whatever they may be in their mental disorder. And that's exactly what it is. God didn't make a homosexual DNA or a gene, no such thing. It's a lifestyle choice based on a deranged mind. And as a result of that, we're opening our bathrooms in Duval County, our locker rooms and showers where the young girls and the teenagers and the folks will go in to take a shower and to change clothes and to use the bathroom, and allowing the perverts and the pedophiles to go in and become peeping toms or voyeurism, where they will make videos or pictures and then post them someplace because they're getting a thrill of some type out of that. And I say to the school board, if you're listening, any school board member, or if anybody is listening, tell the school board members, I'm saying that we need to remove you from office. We need to take you out of office. We need to vote someone else in. If necessary, have a referendum and remove you by recall vote. If you're not willing to take a stand and fire Dr. Vitti. Dr. Vitti has no moral authority. He has no right to stand as our superintendent of schools and destroy the morals and the ethics and the values of our boys and girls. May I remind us, we're in a nation that's in decline. We must take America back. As Donald Trump says, we must make America great again. The only way that is possible is to turn back to God, to recognize that we have sinned, to confess that we've sinned. We have turned our backs on God. In fact, in Isaiah chapter 1, my latest book was on Isaiah chapter 1. a nation on trial. Judah's on trial. And the reason Judah was on trial in Isaiah chapter 1 is because of rebellion against God, refusal to obey God, refusal to allow God to be God, and a decision that we're going to have our own gods. We're going to have our own laws. We're going to rule ourselves based on human wisdom. And God judged Judah, and God judged Israel. And several times in the history of the world, Israel and Judah have gone into captivity as a result of God's judgment. And yet in America, we're watching Islamic refugees overflowing our banks. We're watching Obama with the unchecked immigration. By the way, I'm delighted the Supreme Court refused to hear the case, and the appeals court had already said that Obama is wrong, legally wrong, constitutionally wrong, and saying that he has the authority to simply by executive order open our borders and allow hundreds of thousands of refugees to come in, most of which come in to do one of two things, to try to tear down, harm, and destroy America, or to come in and be on the dole and get social benefits of medical care, education, Social Security, income of some type, housing paid for, et cetera, paid for by the hardworking U.S. citizens from the taxpayers' pockets. I'm appalled by it. I'm against it. And yet we have Obama pushing for the Islamic refugees to come in. He promotes Islam and criticizes and castigates Christians. Christians are being burned, beheaded, and crucified by the Islamics, by the jihadist terrorists. And yet Obama cannot bring himself to use the term Islamic terrorist, Islamic jihadist. It's been taken out of the CIA books. It's been taken out of the Secret Service manuals. It's been taken out of the FBI manuals for law enforcement. And even all of the leadership in each department in Washington, they've been told, especially in the State Department and otherwise, you cannot use the term Islamic jihadist or Islamic terrorism or Islam in any connectivity with what is happening with the terrorism. Listen, I take the position, I don't know if you ever listened to Judge Jeanine on Fox News, but I take the same position of Judge Jeanine. It's time that we take America back. It's time that we stand up and fight for our Constitution and the Declaration of Independence and the freedom that we have therein. It's time that we say no to Obama. It's time we say no to the liberals, whether they be Democrat or Republican, and take America back while there's still time. God's going to judge our nation at the depth and the breadth of what we've done in disobeying God and not following his leadership. And by the way, we have this thing of some that are praising Islam. In fact, sad story. Google it. Look it up on the internet. The General Assembly of the Presbyterian Church USA, in their opening session, opened with a prayer being led by a Muslim where he prays to Allah, the Muslim God. Let me just read you an excerpt of this Muslim jihadist imam's prayer at the opening assembly of the Presbyterian Church USA. And I quote his words, "Allah, bless us, bless our families, and bless our Lord. Lead us on the straight path, the path of all the prophets, Abraham, Ishmael, Isaac, Moses, Jesus, and Muhammad," end quote. You see, under Islam, they do not see Jesus Christ as God come into flesh. They reject the fact that Jesus Christ is part of the triune Godhead. They reject the fact that Jesus is God. In fact, in the Quran, if I could read you some of the excerpts in Surah 112, 1, 2, and 3, "Say, O Muhammad, he is Allah, the one, the self-sufficient master whom all creatures need. He neither eats nor drinks. He begets nor was he begotten." They make fun of Jesus as being the only begotten of God. They make fun of the fact that we call Jesus Christ the Son of God. In Surah, this is from the Quran, Surah 6, 101. "He is the originator of the heavens and the earth," speaking of Allah. How can he have children when he has no wife? He created all things and he is all knower of everything. That is not true. When speaking of Allah, he does not know everything. He did not create everything. But they reject the fact that we say as Christians that God is the Father, Jesus Christ is his Son, and Jesus Christ is part of the triune Godhead, and that Jesus Christ is in fact God come in the flesh. Surah 72:3 in the Quran says, "And he exalted be, and the exalted be majesty of our Lord, has taken neither a wife nor a son, or any offspring or children." They reject Jesus Christ as being God come in the flesh. And yet we have our president that's supposed to represent we the people, that's bashing Christians and elevating Islam, and the some of these denominations that is spawned out of the pits of hell, just like Rick Warren allowing the imams to come in his pulpit and praise Allah from the pulpit and have classes where the Christians in the church, Saddleback Community Church in California, pastored by Rick Warren, allowing the imams to come in and teach the people there, to teach them that Allah and God are the same, that Islam is a sister religion to Christianity, and destroying the morals and the ethics and the theological values in the hearts and the lives of Christians that believe the lie that's being spawned from Rick Warren. As one international spokesperson for Christianity said 2 years ago, that between Rick Warren and Joel Osteen, that they will lead more people to a devil's hell than Satan ever dreamed possible because of their false theology, their false biblical approach, and allowing this to be a juxtaposition and mixture of theological thought. May I remind us, the Bible is very, very clear. We have one God, and his name is Jesus Christ. God approves of our stand. God approves of the Christian that's willing to be salt and light and will stand against those that want to stand against his word and rebel. America must turn back to God. We must say yes to God. We must stop rebelling against God. God allows foreign nations, listen, go back and study all of the history of the Scripture, Old and New Testament. God allows foreign nations to come in and take nations captive, especially Israel and Judah, to allow them to be taken captivity into captivity by a foreign nation because they rebelled against God and said no to God and refused to allow God to be on his throne and refused to worship him as God and to worship him as God alone. And that's exactly where we are in America today. And I pray that somehow, some way, enough Christians will take a stand and say enough is enough. We need to go to the polls and have a real revolution in the primaries and then in the general election in November, and remove from office all of those that want to lead us away from God, deny our constitutional rights and our freedoms, deny our religious liberties, those that will try to take our Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms away, those that will deny our freedom of speech as Christians and as moral, ethical citizens. We need to take America back, and we need to go back to God and ask God to forgive us and give us grace and mercy and faith to take the stand that he would have us to take. I can hear from the music that our time is out. Thank you for listening today. God bless you, and I pray that God will continue to use you in standing for truth. Be back on the air and meet you tomorrow on the air. God bless you, and have a great afternoon.
Let's Face the Issues, 5 p.m. Monday through Friday by Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University of Jacksonville, Florida. Dr. Youngblood, a biblical scholar and conservative theologian, deals with a variety of social, political, and moral issues, yet all biblical issues from a central biblicist's point of view. This call-in question and answer broadcast will provide you, the listener, with answers to questions that others have avoided. Remember, God's Word, the Bible, gives us the answers to life's questions and issues. Some of the issues we will address, allowing you, the listener, to call in and ask and respond to, are as follows. The dangers of Islam in America and around the world. What about abortion? The sin of homosexuality. Jacksonville and other cities facing the debate over open bathroom laws. Is Jesus really God? Could Jesus sin? The Second Amendment and the Christian. What about the coming Antichrist? Will America face war with Russia? How does Israel fit into prophecy? What is the real mark of the beast? 666. And multitudes of issues and topics. You're invited to tune in every day, Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. to listen to Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.